You've opened the door to the janitor's domain. A broom closet full of wonders. Beyond the plungers, brooms and unknown items of disgust are memories of the past. The memories you are about to hear are not for the faint of heart. The memories are meant for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Prepare yourself for Tales from the Janitor.
Oh, heavens. Now how did Sam get over there? God, I swear I just cleaned that area. What? God, it's over here too. There's sand everywhere. I just can't take it anymore. I even have sand on me. Ow, oh, it's like there's a sand fairy just dropping sand everywhere. Hey, good. It's you again. Pardon me. Actually, how did you get here? This is an active military base. I know. Secrets. I won't tell anyone. Anyways, welcome to Hickman Air Force Base. It's now a part of the Pearl Harbor installation. I know I don't normally jump right in and tell you a story about where I'm working. I just bore you with the history. But this time, I need to tell you a story. It's a story you might know something about. I'll start this story on December 7th, 1941. A day that lives in infamy. Now I must tell you, I wasn't there, so I can't tell you how accurate the story is. But it is one that I believe, and it gets me amped up when I hear it every time. A lot of good men and women died that day. And yeah, I know. On with the show!
So, tell me about your date last night.
Oh, it wasn't a date. It was the first night in heaven.
First night in heaven?
I'm telling you, that girl is something magical.
That good, huh?
Tad, I'm telling you, I'm gonna marry that girl.
Marry her? You just met her.
The way she smiles, the sparkle in her eye, her laugh. Ted, she laughed at my jokes. She is the one. I just know it.
The one. You mean the one of the week?
I'm telling you, no joking. She is the one.
Yeah, like a nurse is gonna want some army pilot.
We're officers in the United States Army. Doesn't really matter what we do.
Still, I don't know what you told her you do, but I ain't believing it.
I told her the truth. I told her I was the best damn pilot in the Army.
I don't know about the best. Maybe second best, though.
Oh, those rumors are true. Also, she has friends, and they want us fly boys. You know how irresistible a pilot is.
Wait, you didn't tell me she had friends. Next time, start with that.
Sorry, I just can't get her out of my mind. I forgot about her friends.
So where is she from?
A small town in Vermont.
What's she doing out here?
Same reason two boys from Tennessee are here. The Army made us come.
I like it here. Ain't never flown over no ocean before.
Yeah, me neither. So, what are we doing today?
I don't know. Thinking maybe about going fishing.
Going fishing? Come on, farm boy. We Army pilots now. We gotta think bigger.
Okay, then. What do you say we should be doing, milk boy?
Just a doggone minute. I'm not the planner like you. I's a doer.
Then I think you know the answer to your own question.
We pilots, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do pilots do?
They fly planes.
Then we should be flying planes. We ain't grounded like those other fellas. Our feet don't belong on no ground.
I'm sure we could get some hours in somehow.
And then after we fly, I'll take you over to the hospital.
Why? I'm feeling fine.
To meet her friends, you big dummy. Sounds like those Navy boys are getting an early start on us today.
They sound close. I don't remember him flying this close before.
Probably just trying to wake us up.
Guess we found what we'd be doing today.
Right behind you.
Hey, Barney? Those don't look like no Navy planes.
They sure don't. Oh, hell. Those are damn jet planes.
Looks like we're going to war. Come on, Barney. We gotta get out of here.
Where are we going?
Away from here! We gotta get to the Strip!
Don't run into the open ground. Stay close to the buildings.
That's what I'm doing! Come on!
We're gonna have to run across the field to get to them hangars.
We gotta time them planes just right.
We ain't gonna outrun no planes.
You got another idea?
Oh, damn. There goes the fuel truck.
Let's hope them planes were loaded already.
We gotta make a run for it.
I know.
I'd only have time to get one plane off the ground.
I ain't gonna be no good without my wingman.
How are you planning on doing this?
The runway is being hit.
We don't need no runway. Just open space to get the speed up.
That's gonna be an issue. There's debris all over.
There's a clear spot heading towards the hospital. She's probably there now.
Snap out of it. We can't let girls get in our head.
I can't help it. I love her.
You don't love her. It just met her. Clear your head, damn it.
You gotta see her, buddy. She's gorgeous.
I'm sure she is. But sitting here talking about her ain't helping us get into the air. Don't worry, man. You'll see her again.
You think so?
I know so.
Okay. We ready?
No. But we ain't got much choice, do we?
Nope. Let's go.
Come on! Faster! Faster!
I'm going as fast as I can!
The hangar's getting closer!
So are those Japs!
You know, we're either really brave or really stupid.
Not sure if right now I can tell the difference.
Oh, we're so close.
We gotta get in the air.
We ain't gonna let him win.
Let's get firing back at them.
Barney! You godforsaken bastard!
Members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "There's no honorable way to kill, no gentle way to destroy. There is nothing good in war except the ending." Now, that day on Pearl Harbor is a day I'm sure the people involved will never forget. Hickman Airfield is littered with so many legends, most dealing with ghosts. But I'm sure that the reality of it haunted people for decades afterwards. I salute the people of Hawaii for their actions and bravery on that warm Sunday morning. 2,403 people lost their lives on that day. May God bless you all. Whew. I think I need to get away from the sea and onto the winding roads in the Nuwana Valley and tell you the tale of Morgan's Corner.
Ma'am, ma'am, wake up, ma'am.
Huh? Wyatt? Oh, morning, officer.
Ma'am, can you tell me what you're doing out here?
Our damn car broke down. That's what.
And whose car is this?
It's my boyfriend's. Do you like it?
And where might your boyfriend be now, ma'am?
When the damn car broke down, he tried to fix it, but he ended up going back to town to get help. Did he tell you guys to come up here?
No, ma'am, he didn't. Why didn't you two just call for help?
His stupid phone was dead and I left my piece of shit at home. I wish he didn't park right under the tree. The branches keep hitting the roof.
Do you know what time he left for town, ma'am?
I would say around, 2 or 2:30 in the morning.
Can I ask you what you were doing up here that early in the morning?
We came up here to, watch the stars, you know? Look at the constellations and shit.
Ma'am, three things. You're under a tree, and it was cloudy last night.
What's the third thing?
I'm a cop. Wanna try that one more time? What were you doing up here?
We were doing adult things.
Ma'am, please tell me what you were doing here.
Fine. We were making out. I was polishing his pole, and then we were fucking each other's brains out. Is that what you want to hear? Is that a crime?
Ma'am, there is no reason to swear here. And yes, that is a crime.
We're adults. How is that a crime? How would you like to get woken up and asked 20 questions?
Just settle down, ma'am.
Where is my fucking boyfriend?
I'm sure he's nearby, ma'am.
I want to see him.
Let's get back to some more questions first.
I want to see my fucking boyfriend now!
Ma'am, settle down. We will get you out of here. Just a couple more questions.
Whatever.
Did you have any alcohol or drugs?
Not anymore. I mean, no, officer.
What did you have?
We shared some shit marijuana.
Ma'am, that's legal to have. What else did you have?
We had some beers at the restaurant before we drove up here.
What restaurant were you at? How much alcohol did you have?
Can I get out of the car? I need to stretch my legs.
Please stay in the car, ma'am. What restaurant did you eat at?
We ate at Nawana Okazuya. Do you want to know what we ate? I had the shoyu and he had the grilled miso. We each had a beer to drink.
What time did you leave the restaurant?
It had to be around, 9:30 to 10.
It would have taken you about 25 minutes to get here, giving you about 4 hours here. Did you go anywhere else before you came here?
No, we came right up here. Why am I getting asked all these questions? Where is my boyfriend?
So you were in the car the whole time?
Yes! Where is my fucking boyfriend?
And you were together the whole time until he decided to leave.
Why don't you answer my fucking questions?
You answer my questions and then I'll answer yours as much as I can, ma'am.
Shit. Yes, we were together the whole time.
Why 4 hours before he decided to leave?
He needed to regain his energy, I'm guessing. We were pretty tired afterwards. You know, fucking takes energy.
I understand, ma'am, and please watch the language. Okay, what direction did he start walking?
Shit, I don't know. He went that way, I think.
He was going south, back to town?
If south is that way, then yeah.
You're doing good, ma'am. Just one more question.
Yeah? What's that?
Can you please step out of the car?
Why can't I see my fucking boyfriend?
Please step out of the car, ma'am. Keep your eyes on me and don't turn around.
Feels good to get out. Now, why don't you...
Ma'am, don't turn around. Eyes on me.
Where are we going?
To my car, ma'am, and I'll take you to the station.
Where is my boyfriend? And why didn't you want me to turn around?
Damn it, I told you not to turn around!
Oh, God, why?
What in the sick fuck? Why? Why?
The legend goes as the couple parked under the tree and did some things together. They decided that they should finally go home. But their car wouldn't start. The man decided to go get help and left the girl there. A foolish mistake, if there ever was one. It was windy, and she thought branches were scraping the top of the car. She waited a long time and eventually fell asleep, only to be awakened by the police surrounding the vehicle. They asked her to get out, and she told them what happened during the night. The police asked her not to look back, but curiosity got the better of her, and she turned around. When she turned around, she saw her boyfriend hanging from the tree, his fingertips scraping the roof of the car. It was never the branches that were scraping the car, but his lifeless body swinging. What happened to him and who tied him up in that tree may never be known to us, but many weird things have supposedly happened on this road. The next step in our journey takes us to the Ka'awe Valley to where we... Well, never mind. You're going to have to hear it.
Time for your pills, Dad.
There just isn't no calming down with you, is there?
You know you have to take your pills, Dad.
We can skip a night. I won't tell anyone.
Dad, come on. I need to leave for work soon.
Why are you working nights again?
Because we need the money.
We don't need the money. I lived many years without any money.
The world has changed since you were young, Dad.
The world hasn't changed. Just the people on it.
Come on, you going to take your pills or what?
Can I get some water to help the pills go down easier?
I have a glass right here.
How many am I taking tonight?
There's just the three that you have to take now.
More later.
Aaron is in the other room. He'll give you two more in 3 hours.
Aaron is here?
He is. He is in the kitchen reading a book.
What book?
I don't know, Dad. I have to go, though.
Can you send Aaron in here before you leave?
I can do that. Do you want me to close the blinds before I leave?
Leave them open. There's supposed to be a full moon tonight. Maybe I get to see it one more time with my mortal eyes.
Do you need anything else before I leave?
I have Aaron here if I need anything.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, daughter.
Aaron, your grandfather wants to see you.
Okay, Mom.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Mom. You wanted to see me, Grandpa?
Aaron, my sweet boy. Your mom was telling me that you were reading a book. What book was it, might I ask?
I was reading My Antonia by William Cather.
Is it a good book?
It's a very good book. I'm enjoying it a lot.
What is the book about?
It's about an orphan boy and his oldest sister from Virginia. They were brought to Nebraska to be pioneers at the end of the 19th century. They struggle with their lives, but in the end, they move on and become successful in their own ways.
Time. See what's become of me.
Have you read the book, Grandpa?
No, just sounds like a book about time and what we make of it.
That is in a lot of books, to be fair. But is time really that important?
Only if you're paying attention to it. Time changes with the scenery. Weaving time is a tapestry.
Are you all right, Grandpa?
Look around. The grass is high. The fields are ripe. It's the springtime of your life.
Grandpa?
Sorry, boy. Just remembering the good old days.
Grandpa, what are you talking about? You have many more days ahead of you.
No, my boy. The leaves are brown for me.
Grandpa, I thought the pills were working for you.
The pills won't catch up to me. I've already gone too far, and pretty soon I won't remember who you are or who I am. Every day, I run further away.
Are you giving up?
I've done gave up on survival long ago. That's the thing about giving up. You don't realize you've done it until it's too late. You see those torches on the mountain?
Yes, I see them.
Those are the Huaka'ipo.
The night marchers?
the one and only. They come from their burial sites and honor the gods. They don't touch the ground as they float above it. You can't hear them yet, but they are beating their drums and blowing their conch shells.
I thought they only came out at night.
They also come during the sunset or daytime, when it's time to take a relative to the spirit world.
Grandpa, are they coming here?
One could hope, son. One could hope. I could hope.
Are you related to the Night Marchers?
We all are, son. You just need to follow the ways of the king.
Grandpa, what are the ways of the king?
You'll have to find the ways of the land and work hard to be recognized by the king.
The torches are getting brighter. There's one bright one in front.
That is the goddess Hiiakaikapoliopele. She's the daughter of Haumea and Kane. She's the goddess of medicine. She is why we dance the hula.
I don't understand, Grandpa.
The time is coming, but I have to tell you some things quickly before they get here.
Grandpa, what are you talking about? I just don't understand.
Listen to me, boy. I don't have much time. Remember, there is nothing stronger than blood.
Grandpa?
Now, you listen. When the march gets here, you must not look at them. You must bow down and stay quiet, no matter what happens. You must not look.
Grandpa, I'm scared.
There is no reason to be scared, my boy.
What about Mom? What do you want me to tell her?
Tell her the truth.
She is not going to believe me.
Then you make her believe.
I don't know if I can.
You don't know until you try.
I will try.
I know you try real hard to leave your mark. But the world doesn't love you like blood does. Trust your blood and be there when your mama saying prayers, pleading to the gods. She will feel like no one cares. Make her believe. Now remember, don't look. Just bow and keep your head down. I will be okay. I want this.
Grandpa?
It's okay, son. Get down.
I love you.
I love you as well. Forever. I'll always be watching over you.
Nau!
I love you, Grandpa. I will see you again.
I love you, Aaron.
No!
The tales of the Night Marchers have been part of the Hawaiian mythology for as long as we know. The Night Marchers are the deadly ghosts of ancient Hawaiian warriors. They are said to rise from their burial sites or from the ocean and march to battle sites or other sacred places. They carry spears, clubs, beat war drums to announce their march. Hawaiians believe that anyone witnessing the marchers will die violently. Some of the time when they march, you'll hear chanting depending on the king or chief that is leading the march. Some marches are joined by the gods of Hawaii. The torches they carry seem to be brighter than the others. Since there is so much mystery about the Night Marchers and questions that have no answers, you just have to be there and see it. And live for yourself. If you can survive. Well, I think it's time to move on to our last story, which takes us to Honolulu, where we'll meet a house. And of course, it's just an ordinary house.
We can kill the siren. We're almost there.
What's going on here?
Dispatch said that the neighbors think that it's an abuse case.
Abuse? Really? Why can't these people handle their liquor better?
You have to hurry! She's trying to kill my children!
Ma'am, who is in your house?
My son and my daughter!
What about the person who is harming your children?
It's not a person!
Then who is trying to harm your kids, ma'am?
It's my house!
Your house is trying to harm them, ma'am?
Yes! My house is possessed! And it has my kids!
What do you mean it has your kids?
My house has a hold of my kids! Are you listening to me?
Come on, let's get the kids out of the possessed house.
Please, be careful! And with all due respect, gentlemen.
Ma'am, usually when people say that, they don't have it. Let's go get your kids.
You ready?
Yeah, let's go take on a house.
Be careful, please.
Don't worry, ma'am. We are professionals.
Unless you're a priest. In this case, you are not a professional.
Stay back, ma'am, and let us handle it.
We don't know what's in there, so be ready for anything.
Come on, what do you think is in there? The boogeyman?
Look, I don't know, but the woman is freaking out.
She's gone crazy. Maybe we should call the padded wagon for her.
I have a feeling she's not crazy.
You ready?
You take the left, I'll take the right.
What the...
Children, are you all right?
Are you seeing this, man?
You mean them floating in the air? Yes, I'm seeing it.
What?
I don't know, but help me get the kids.
They ain't moving, man.
We gotta try harder.
I'm pulling with everything I got.
Maybe if we both pull on one of them.
Let's try to pull on the younger one first.
God damn it! She ain't budging.
Whatever has got a hold of them is not letting go.
Can you move?
No, I'm stuck. What do we do?
We watch in horror.
Located on the corner of 8th and Harding, once stood a house that is known to have had many stories told about it. Stories about a man-eating ghost called Kasha. It's like the Hotel California, just in Hawaii. You can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave. Well, supposedly many people have died in this house, yet few bodies have ever been found. Some say that the creature drains the victim's blood, while others say it eats the whole body. Ugh. The house was torn down in 2016, and a new house is being built. It's unknown if the creatures move back into the new house. Maybe one day we'll hear another story about the house on the corner. Let's hope that we don't. I'm starting to miss the land, and I really don't feel like cleaning up after the military anymore, so... maybe I'll go to Boise. You know, the natives of Hawaii have a saying. Noho me ka hauauli. This saying can be translated into two simple words. Be happy. See you around.
We thought
God really messed up, you know, putting us together. But we survived because we're survivors and
you're all survivors and you're going to make it. You're going to really like each other. I'm telling you, you're going to like each other by the time you get there.
That wasn't that lovely.
Please fast forward the tape to the end of this side.
Then turn the tape over and you're ready to play the other side.